Dr. William Luther Pierce, 1999. What makes Madeline run?
Hello. Sometimes I feel at a loss for words. For example, when I see something which is manifestly very evil or very dangerous or very foolish being done by the American government, something which is done in plain sight where everyone else can see it just as well as I can, and nearly everyone else acts as if everything is normal, that there is nothing to worry about. It's like a house is on fire on a busy street, burning brightly in the middle of the day, and hundreds of people are walking by, paying no attention at all to the fire, and I began yelling, "Fire! Fire! Look, there's a fire!" People would look at me as if I were a fool. This is the way I feel about the war against Serbia. Bill Clinton and the manifestly evil group of Jewish advisors and assistants around him are murdering Serbian men, women, and children in Yugoslavia every day. They are murdering our fellow Europeans. They are murdering our fellow whites, and they are doing it in our name. Madeleine Albright and James Rubin, William Cohen, Sandy Berger, Richard Holbrook, Jews all are appearing on television every night and telling us that we must continue killing Serbs until they surrender. We must stop Slobodan Milosevic's aggression against Kosovo, they tell us. We must bomb the Serbs until Milosevic surrenders. And hardly anyone questions this nonsense. That is, hardly anyone in Washington questions it. Certainly no one in the media questions it. Demonstrators around the world throw bricks and firebombs at American embassies, but the politicians in Washington and the media treat these protesters as a sort of irrelevant sideshow, and the murder of Serbs continues. And most of the American public goes on about its business as if nothing is happening. They continue watching their ball games on TV and shopping in the malls while the government they elected murders their kinsmen in Europe. It doesn't really bother them. Now, perhaps they don't understand that the people around Clinton who are waging this undeclared war are evil. Perhaps that's too deep a moral issue for them to get into. Perhaps they don't even know that the Clinton gang are all Jews. Perhaps they've been too busy watching their ball games to notice that. But we have to assume that a substantial portion of them are bright enough to understand that the government's whole rationale for this war is a pack of lies. It's nonsense. Slobodan Milosevic is called a fascist dictator. Actually, Milosevic is a socialist. He used to be a communist, and he is the democratically elected president of Yugoslavia. He is accused of aggression for putting down an Albanian rebel army of terrorists and guerrillas in Serbia's Kosovo province. If a Mexican rebel army tried to take Texas or Arizona or California away from the United States, and the U.S. government sent in the army to put down the rebellion, should that be called aggression? I've said this before, but I'll say it again. The only aggression taking place in Yugoslavia now is the unprovoked bombing of that sovereign nation by an outside force, namely the United States and its collaborators. What the United States is doing to Yugoslavia fits exactly what the word aggression means and always has meant, both in common usage and in international law. And the effort of the Yugoslav government to put down a revolt by Albanian rebels is not aggression. Now, maybe the couch potatoes can't figure that out, but there are hundreds of thousands of Americans who can. And that includes every politician in Washington and every media boss, and it also includes thousands of business leaders academic leaders and cultural leaders? Why are they not speaking out against the aggression against Yugoslavia? Why aren't they displaying their outrage, their horror, their disagreement with what the Clinton government is doing? Why aren't the politicians in the Congress speaking out? They impeached Clinton for his perjury, but what he is doing now against Yugoslavia is 1,000 times more criminal, and they do nothing. You know, this is not a question of whether you sympathize more with Albanians or with Serbs. This is not a question of whether you believe that Kosovo should remain a part of Serbia or should become a part of Albania instead. This is a matter of your government in Washington being out of control and doing atrocious and illegal things that neither the Constitution of the United States nor the historically expressed will of the American people gives it the right to do. The Clinton gang is murdering people wholesale, destroying European cultural treasures, giving patently spurious excuses for what it is doing, and the politicians and the media bosses have expressed their virtually unanimous approval, while most of the American people, including those bright enough and knowledgeable enough to understand clearly what is happening, remain silent or even express their approval. So why should I make myself look foolish by shouting fire? Well, the reason that I'm willing to risk looking foolish is that there are some people besides myself who do care. The people who are demonstrating with the Serbs in American cities, the people who are throwing bricks at America's embassies around the world. And there are a lot of other people who are not blind supporters of whatever Clinton and his Jews do. People who at least are troubled by the murder being committed in their name by their government. People who would like to understand. I hope that by speaking out, I can help some of them understand and take a position. And besides, even if no one else cared, even if no one else wanted to understand, speaking out against evil is the right thing to do. It is what every moral man is obliged to do, regardless of whether or not it accomplishes anything. Let's go back and look again at some of the issues involved here. This business of labeling as aggression the internal policies of other countries that our government doesn't like, and then using that as an excuse to wage undeclared war against the other country, really ought to be troubling to every patriotic American, regardless of his religion or his politics. The example I gave a minute ago of the Mexicans in Texas or California outnumbering the white people a few years hence and declaring that henceforth the state in question will be a part of Mexico, or Aztlan, as they call it, is not really very far-fetched. Mexican organizations in the United States already are making plans to do exactly that. Will we approve of the U.S. government putting down such an attempt to secede, or will we condemn any effort to preserve the Union as aggression? You know, it really is important to be consistent. It really is important for the people of a nation to feel that they are right and just in their actions. And how can we call the effort of the Yugoslav government to put down a rebellion by Albanians in Kosovo aggression without condemning our own government when it acts similarly in the future? The couch potatoes, the people who voted for Clinton, may not care about such things, but the rest of us should. One of the most hypocritical aspects of Clinton's war against Yugoslavia is the pretense that Belgrade is being bombed for humanitarian reasons, that Americans are killing Serbs to save the lives of Albanians. You know, what started the conflict in Kosovo a year ago between Albanian rebels and the Yugoslav government was the covert arming of the Albanians by the U.S. government. The KLA, or Kosovo Liberation Army, is really a Contra Army, which was financed and supported by the Clinton government. Perhaps the Serbs would eventually have ethnically cleansed Kosovo, or large parts of it anyway. But what actually brought the conflict in Kosovo to a head last year was the build-up of the KLA. This KLA build-up to an armed force of 25,000 guerrillas and terrorists forced Milosevic to move against them. It was when the Serbs began beating the KLA and perhaps committing some atrocities at the same time that the Clinton gang began bombing. And since the bombing began, the Serbs greatly stepped up their efforts against the KLA, an entirely reasonable response on the part of the Serbs, and at the same time forced Albanians believed to be sympathetic to the KLA to become refugees. Now the Serbs have destroyed the KLA, and so the Clinton gang wants to send in U.S. troops to take the place of the KLA. Why did the Clinton government provoke trouble in Kosovo in the first place by arming the KLA? Could it have something to do with Kosovo's enormous mineral wealth? I don't know the full answer to that yet. But I do know that the lead, cadmium, zinc, gold, and silver mines in the northern part of Kosovo make it one of the most valuable pieces of real estate in the world. And I do know that there wouldn't have been any major conflict in Kosovo last year if it hadn't been for the arming and financing of the KLA. And there wouldn't be 500,000 or so cold and hungry Albanian refugees today if the Clinton gang hadn't started a war. So let's cut out the baloney about humanitarian bombing. The one aspect of Clinton's war against Yugoslavia that cannot be overemphasized is the Jewish aspect. I know that many people don't like to hear about that aspect. It frightens them. Even some Serbs don't want that aspect of the war mentioned. They believe that it is not helpful to bring anti-Semitism into the issue. That's like a team of medical researchers looking for a cure for syphilis and afraid to mention spirochetes because they don't want to seem prejudiced against that particular type of pathogen. The facts are simple. It's not just that all the members of Clinton's foreign policy and national defense team just happen to be Jews. That's not a coincidence. As I told you on the air and in print, loudly and repeatedly, at the time this bunch took their posts back in December 1996, they took over for the specific purpose of leading America into another war. And it's no coincidence that every major Jewish organization is in favor of this war. The Jews talk openly about this in their own publications. Half the reports coming from the Jewish Telegraphic Agency during the past 3 weeks have talked about the solid Jewish support for the war against Serbia. And that is why all of the Republican politicians have fallen in line with the Democrats in backing the war. It's not that they believe in supporting our boys. The best way to support our boys is to bring them home now and don't send them out to fight a war unless it is to defend America. No, the politicians are behind the war because the Jews are, and the politicians are afraid to buck the Jews. When the Clintonistas began the bombing more than 3 weeks ago, some of the Republicans in the Congress were saying, "Whoa, wait a minute, what have the Serbs done to us? I don't think we ought to start a war with them." But as soon as they saw that all of the powerful Jewish organizations were for the war, the Republicans shut up in a hurry. And the Jews are behind the war because it does serve their interests. Not our interests, not America's interests, but Jewish interests. The Jews are all behind a concept they call the New World Order. They are in favor of a New World Order in which all power is vested in a shadowy super-government which everyone in the world must obey. A super-government which supersedes all national sovereignties and all individual rights everywhere, and which is controlled by, guess whom? By dominating the mass media in the United States at this critical time, a time when the United States still has the most powerful and destructive military force in the world, as well as the most powerful economy, and is nominally headed by a totally corrupt and irresponsible puppet under their control, a crippled chief executive who is wholly dependent on his Jewish cabinet and the Jewish media bosses and will do whatever they tell him without the least concern for the damage to America. By dominating the mass media at this time, the Jews have a window of opportunity. With Clinton as their puppet, they can impose just about any policy they want on the government, and the majority of the couch potato voters will approve it. The Jews are wielding unprecedented power now, and not just in the United States. Only in Russia is there any significant degree of conscious opposition to them. They are understandably concerned not to let that Russian opposition get out of control and not to let opposition to them develop elsewhere, as in Yugoslavia, for example. Their chief method for preventing opposition is to kill any sense of national or ethnic consciousness through programs of multiculturalization, through mixing together of diverse ethnic groups, through preventing any sizable country from having a homogeneous population. Serbia is resisting becoming multiculturalized, and so an example is being made of Serbia. If Serbia can be crushed by the Clinton gang, who else will dare to oppose them? Now that's not the way Madeleine Albright or William Cohen or Sandy Berger or Richard Holbrooke explains the Clinton government's current war against Yugoslavia. They will give you more baloney about saving lives and fighting aggression and defending America's interests, and this is what we should have done before Hitler started the Second World War, etc. But that is just a smokescreen to conceal their own real interests in promoting this war. They are a tricky and deceitful bunch. I'll give you an example of just how tricky they can be, just how brazenly they can lie. Everyone has heard over and over again how the poor, innocent, defenseless Jews were plundered during the Second World War, how their bank accounts and their insurance policies and their art treasures were stolen from them by the wicked Swiss and the wicked Germans and the wicked French and so on. And they've been mounting a huge extortion campaign to force Switzerland and Germany and France and the United States and everyone else to give them reparations, to compensate them for their lost bank accounts, to give them back their stolen artworks, and so on. One of these poor, innocent, dispossessed Jews forced to flee from Czechoslovakia in 1939 when the Germans took over is the chief warmonger in the Clinton government, Madeleine Albright. We all have read sympathetic accounts in the controlled media of how her family was forced to flee from Prague when she was a child because they were Jews. And she has been at the forefront of those demanding reparations for the Jews. She is always ready to use the power of her office as Secretary of State to pressure the Swiss government or a bank in France or an insurance company in Italy to cough up whatever the Jews are demanding reparations. Madeleine Albright also is the most bloodthirsty and aggressive Jew on the Jewish team running America's foreign policy and military forces. She is the vicious Jewess who has publicly justified the deaths of more than 500,000 Iraqi children caused by the Clinton government's bombing and embargo against Iraq. Before the bombing of Yugoslavia started last month, she was frothing at the mouth in her eagerness to begin killing Serbs because they would not obey orders. She says that she is doing it for humanitarian reasons and to halt Serb aggression against Kosovo, aggression against one of their own provinces. And as for humanitarianism, this Jewess hasn't a humanitarian bone in her body. She cares no more for Albanians than she does for Iraqis, but she does like to start wars. She is the one who, more than anyone else in the Clinton government, has been itching to send ground troops into Serbia to kill Serbs more effectively than the cruise missiles can. Now, let me tell you about this great humanitarian and victim of the Nazis, this great Jewish heroine demanding reparations for her fellow Jews. Her family fled from Prague in 1939, but they came back in 1945 when she was 8 years old. They took over the home in Prague of a German family who had been forced to flee from the Reds at the end of the war. Madeleine Albright's family moved into the home at 11 Hradsanka Street in Prague of Karl Nebrick, a wealthy German industrialist. The Nebrick family had been obliged to leave behind all of their works of art, expensive furniture, and other wealth. Albright's family simply appropriated it. And when they later left Czechoslovakia for greener pastures, they took all of the Nebrick family's belongings with them. They took the antique furniture. They took the linens and the tapestries and the chandeliers. They took the silverware. They took the paintings off the walls, including a Tintoretto and other priceless works by old masters. Millions of dollars worth of the Nebrick family's personal property altogether. A daughter of Karl Nebrick, Doris Renner, complained to the Sunday Times in London last month that Albright's family stole even the nails from the wall. It took the descendants of Karl Nebrick half a century to track down the thieves and begin seeking the return of their property. Finally, in 1996, they discovered that the American Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright, had their family's stolen property. Nebrick's heirs have been trying to get it back ever since, but Albright has been stonewalling them. In February 1997, Philip Harmer, Karl Nebrick's great-grandson, sent Albright a list of his family's stolen paintings and asked for their return. In a letter to Albright, Harmer wrote, and I quote, "You lived in our flat as an 8-year-old child, and I'm sure you will remember some of the paintings on the attached list." Albright had a State Department lawyer brush him off and tell him to seek restitution from the Czech government. Harmer told the Sunday Times last month, "I cannot believe the American Secretary of State enjoys eating with my family's silver. These things must be handed over to my family." Well, Mr. Harmer, don't count on it. Not as long as it can be kept out of the American media. Although London's Sunday Times carried the whole story in its March 28th edition, the controlled media in the United States have shown a singular lack of interest in the matter. Anyway, that's Madeleine Albright, the head of Clinton's Jewish assault team against Serbia. She is the type of person running Clinton's government while he drops his trousers for female interns and secretaries. She is just one of the reasons why no American can believe what this government tells us about its war against Yugoslavia or any other important matter. Thanks for being with me again today.